do you believe, and we're speaking with Imam Faisal, who's the head of the Cordoba Initiative behind the proposed mosque near Islamic Cultural Center near Ground Zero, do you believe that the State Department is correct in designating Hamas as a terrorist organization?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not a politician. I try to avoid the issues of the issue of terrorism is a very complex question. There was an attempt in the 90s to have the UN define what terrorism and say who is a terrorist. There was no ability to get agreement on that. And I'm a bridge builder.
But I'm asking, though, is Hamas a terrorist organization?
My work, I've defined my work as a bridge builder. I do not want to be placed, neither will I accept to be placed in a position of being put in a position where I am the target of one side or another. My attempt is to see a peace in Israel between Jews and Arabs, between Muslims and Jews, Muslims and Christians.
The thing here is that I'm asking whether Hamas, who is committed to Israel's destruction and sends suicide bombings into Israel, and who is targeting civilians, whether that is organization, which has carried out scores of suicide bombings and shooting attacks, is a terror group.
The targeting of civilians is wrong. It's a sin in our religion. Whoever does it, targeting of civilians is wrong. I am a supporter of the State of Israel, and I have worked on projects to try and see what we can do. I've been part of a number of groups of rabbis and imams, of Muslims and Jews, of Israelis and Palestinians, trying to see how we can build peace.
Indeed.
And I'm a peace builder. I will not allow anybody to put me in a position where I'm seen by any party in the world as an adversary or as an enemy.
Well, here's the thing. You're also a member of and a key figure, apparently, in the Malaysian-based Perdana Global Peace Organization, according to their own website.
That is not true. That is an absolute lie, Aaron.
No, it said on their website.
To a lecture. I was invited. They had a conference back in December of 2005, and I was invited there to lecture. That is the extent of my relationship with Perdana.
This was the organization, as I'm sure you know, that was the single biggest donor to the Free Gaza movement, which was that group that sent the flotillas in order to break the Israeli embargo of the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip.
Aaron, I do not know if they are a bigger contributor or the government or the Turkish sources or government. I think you'd better check your sources on that. However, that issue I'm not engaged in. I'm not a participant of the flotilla. I have nothing to do with the flotilla. I have nothing to do with Perdana, and this attempt, okay, to accuse me of things is you are killing the messenger. You are trying to bring down the person who's trying to build security between our country and our faith tradition. My urge to you, I have worked with the law enforcement agencies here. I've worked with rabbis. I've worked with other religious leaders.
I agree.
With Israelis.
And yet you refuse to tell me that Hamas is a terrorist organization. Look, we do have to take a quick break,
Aaron,
though.
I have a flight to take. I thought this was going to be a seven-minute interview.
We have to take a quick break. Could you just stay on for a few more minutes after the break?
Look, you promised me a seven-minute interview. This has been taken far more long.
Okay, so, one more question. Let me ask you about the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you believe that this is an extremist organization?
I have nothing to do with the Muslim Brotherhood. My father was never a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. There have been attempts to say my father's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Anybody who understands Egypt under Abdel Nasser, where my father worked under,
I'm asking, do you believe an extremist organization?
Aaron, look, I'm here to advance the cause of peace. I'm not here on this show to defend myself against lies that have been accused to me. And the direction
which Al-Qaeda is an offshoot, is an extremist organization. To me, that is concerning. To New Yorkers listening, I can see how they could be concerned about that.
Responsibility to contribute to peace building, not to polarizing our communities.
Straps suicide belts onto men, women, and children in order to blow up civilians.
We want to transform people. Look, the whole idea of all of our prophets, all our saintly people, was to transform sinners into believers, transform wrongdoers to being good people. This is the work that I and the path that I am committed to.
So,
and there are thousands and millions of people who want to do this.
So how are you going to transport Hamas which has committed to the destruction of the Jewish state, into a peace-believing organization.
Look, this is what has happened with... Look, the PLO was once considered a terrorist organization, and then they got into agreements with Israel.
Yeah, and they continued to carry out terrorism until today.
Aaron,
I mean, literally last week, the PLO's Fatah, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, carried out a shooting attack that killed Jews.
Aaron, I am not... I don't have the power. If I had a magic wand to do it, I'll wave a wand and create peace.
All right, 1-800-848-WABC is the number. Unfortunately, we have to take a break. It would be great, Imam Faisal, because there are so many New Yorkers listening right now. If you
Aaron,
could stay on just a little bit longer.
I have an appointment. I have a taxi coming to me at the airport. I have to go to Canada.
Okay. All right.
So
Imam Faisal refusing to call Hamas a terrorist organization.
Bye-bye.
Here on Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. 1-800-848-WABC is the number.